The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
When asked by Turntable Kitchen to cover an entire album, Ben Gibbard went for the gold by choosing his all-time favorite album by his all-time favorite band, Teenage Fan Club's Bandwagon-esque. The Death Cab for Cutie frontman called in to talk about why he chose it, what he learned from covering it, and what the parallels are with his own band. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound.
It is my favorite record by Teenage Fan Club, who are in fact my favorite band. I would argue it's not even their best album, but it is my favorite record of theirs. I mean, I think one has to make the distinction between, you know, the album that first brought an artist or a band into your consciousness and what that means and the weight of that sense of discovery, the wonder of kind of finding something that is in the universe that you didn't know existed and then you fell in love with it. But then also the fact that, you know, that artist or band hopefully went on to make some albums that maybe rivaled that one or even bested it. And I believe that's the case for Teenage Fan Club. What you do to me?
You know, favorite album by your favorite band, still, you could have picked any album to cover in full at this point. Was there more than just the favorite thing about this record that made you land on it?
You know, the album is a fairly straightforward record in its construction. You know, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of big jangly guitars, and I had a couple records in mind, and I felt like, well, you know, obviously there are some songs on that record that I want to just kind of paid tribute to exactly as they're arranged because I think they're perfect. But there were some other songs I was like, you know what, I could play around with this. I think I could do something different with it. Certainly not better, but I think it lent itself better to this approach than maybe some of the other records I was considering. Hey, you're my guiding star.
Did recording the album reveal anything that you hadn't noticed before?
Oh, for sure. I was just really astounded at the complexity of the harmonies. You know, in my attempts to recreate, a lot of them were pretty labored. You know, I kind of foolishly and arrogantly kind of thought that the vocals would be like one of the easier elements of making the record. But, you know, it's a testament to how great, you know, great of arrangers they are and singers that those guys are, that, you know, they could create something that felt so simple, so effortless, but was in fact, you know, incredibly complex. And so that was what stuck out to me the most.
You know, an album like this really does capture a sound of youth that it's usually kind of harder to have this sort of creativity when you get older. Am I wrong about that?
You know, it really kind of spans a pretty wide emotional palette. I mean, you have, you know, some songs that are, dare I say, kind of naive and juvenile. Juvenile, however, but naive kind of love songs like Sidewinder that are kind of just fun and light, you know. And then there are songs like Alpha Holiday that have some just really, you know, just really devastating lyrics in them. There are things I want to do, but I don't know. You know, in my own experience, there is something to be said about creating in a virtual vacuum. You know, my wife and I just moved, and, you know, I came across a stack of CDRs of Death Cab demos from 1997 and 98. I mean, these are like my early four-track demos for some of the songs I made the first album. And as I was listening back through them, I was like, wow, this is just effortless in a way that I don't, you know, I struggle a little more in my middle age to kind of achieve the same level of effortlessness. I think that one's creativity is really it's really wide open when you're that young, because you don't really think that anybody's paying attention, and you don't expect anybody to pay attention. So you're just kind of making it really for yourself without any other indication. You you know, the delicate balance that, you know, all artists, especially musicians, need to strike as they make records into their 30s and 40s and beyond, is to maintain a self-awareness about what they're good at, which tends to also be fairly, you know, very closely related to what people like about their music, but also continue to push forward and bring in new elements.
If only you had known me before the accident.
Well, I can throw that at you as well. I've always been so impressed that you guys have done that. I loved Kintsugi. And you know, as far as the Teenage Fan Club, I love their most recent records.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I mean, I think, you know, as I look at, as I think of all any of my favorite bands who have been making records for 10, 15, 20, 25 years, you know, I can't speak to what their goals are with every album. But I know for us, you know, I'd like to think of every album that we make as hopefully adding a handful of tracks to, like, our mental or literal kind of greatest hits playlist. Like, I mean, you want every record to have 10 to 12, like, amazing songs that are the best things ever written ever, of course, right? That's always the goal. But I think that at the end of the day, if, you know, 9 albums in, if we can make a record that, you know, over the course of a 25-song set, you know, we can play 4 or 5 tunes from and have people get excited about them in the same way they get excited about some of the older tunes and, you know, the albums of resounding success.
I don't know why, I don't know why, I return to the scenes of these crimes, where the hedgerows slowly wind, through the ghosts of Beverly.
That's Benjamin Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie and the record he covered, Bandwagon-esque. For more of my interviews, head over to Facebook or Twitter /Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Brad Yost for co-producing this episode. And from the studios at WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.